With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Wisconsin DNR is working through expanded testing of PFAS in private wells in Odaiba County. WXPR's Katie Thorson gives us an update.
As WXPR reported Friday, the DNR sent letters to current and former Rhinelander paper mill owners naming them as responsible parties in the PFAS contamination in the town of Stella. The DNR has found the highest concentrations of contamination are found in wells near agricultural fields where sludge has been spread. Because of the contamination there, the DNR has started testing other sites in Oneida County that have similar land use. Mark Polly is the DNR Drinking Water and Groundwater Supervisor for Northern Wisconsin.
If you are part of this expanded sampling effort, you will receive a letter from the department. I've got plenty of calls from folks that would like their wells sampled. We have a very low amount of funding that's available, and so we're just doing a targeted number of samples at this point. I can say, though, if more funding comes available, we will likely do more additional groundwater sampling.
The testing is being done in Pelican, Crescent, Pine Lake, Newbold, Sugar Camp, and other parts of Stella. According to the DNR, 250 private well owners have been offered free PFAS testing. 34 well owners have taken up the offer and gotten their results back. PFAS has been detected in 16 wells. 7 of those exceeded DHS recommendations. The DNR is hoping to test between 400 and 450 wells as part of this effort. Letters are being sent out in batches of 50 to avoid overwhelming the labs. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice is asking a judge to immediately put on hold his order that would require elections officials to verify the citizenship of all 3.6 million registered Wisconsin voters before the next statewide election in February. The State Justice Department, which represents the Wisconsin Elections Commission, on Monday asked for a stay pending appeal. The fight over verifying the citizenship status of voters in battleground Wisconsin comes as President Donald Trump's Department of Justice has sought voter records from at least 26 states, including Wisconsin. A 34-year-old man from Wausau has been arrested in connection with a fatal shooting on the city's west side. The incident occurred on September 14, 2025, and led to the death of Jacob Socha, who was 31. Dustin Stinson, a resident of the home where the shooting occurred, was taken into custody shortly after the incident. The Wausau Police Department said a warrant had been issued for Stinson, and he was considered a person of interest early on. The department is recommending several charges, including first-degree intentional homicide, to the Marathon County District Attorney's Office. Stinson is set to appear in Marathon County Circuit Court October 9th. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A Tomahawk woman with multiple OWI convictions now has more problems after she was reportedly caught going the wrong way on U.S. 51 last weekend. Mike Leichner explains.
49-year-old Connie Jones told officers she didn't know she was going south in the northbound lanes of the highway near Merrill on Sunday. Officers followed her for miles, attempting to stop her before she finally pulled over, and they immediately noticed signs of impairment, including an open container in her vehicle, but couldn't get her to complete a field sobriety test. Jones is facing felony recklessly endangering safety and a third offense OWI, but court records show she already has an open case for a third OWI that was filed this summer, meaning the new charges could be amended to a felony fourth offense OWI at a later date. She's free on bond and due back in court next week.
That was Mike Leichner reporting. Environmentalists say this year's danger season of extreme heat, floods, and fires underscores the need to hold fossil fuel companies accountable. Crystal Blair explains.
Michigan logged its second warmest summer ever, and the U.S. recorded $27 billion weather disasters in 2024. At a recent Union of Concerned Scientists panel discussion, speakers tied climate risk to decades of alleged disinformation, even pointing to Michigan's own debate over Enbridge's proposed Line 5 tunnel. Kathy Mulvey heads up the Climate Accountability Campaign at the Union of Concerned Scientists.
Right now, Michigan officials are deciding whether to grant a permit to Enbridge, the world's largest pipeline company, to expand its Line 5 crude oil pipeline into a risky and unnecessary tunnel through the Great Lakes.
Supporters of the fossil fuel industry counter a rapid shift could raise costs and risk blackouts. They contend oil, gas, and coal remain vital for affordable, dependable power and Michigan jobs. They point to investments in cleaner tech and call for an all-of-the-above transition. Crystal Blair reporting.
Drought has returned to many parts of the Midwest. Harvest Public Media's Jess Savage reports that means farmers are once again dealing with dry conditions in the middle of the harvest season.
Climatologists are describing the current conditions as a snap drought, or one that came on quickly and has no real signs of stopping. Josh Boxall is a sixth-generation farmer who grows corn and soybeans in Indiana.
We plant different maturities to try to help spread our risk, you know, depending on the weather, to kind of, you know, at least hit some averages on yields, you know. So some of our corn and beans are going to catch more rain than others, and we just hope it all in the end kind of averages out and we can have a decent crop.
Exceptionally dry conditions increase the risk of field fires. Hot harvest machinery, a backyard burn, or a cigarette butt could spark fires that destroy acres of crops. There's almost no rain expected in the coming days in the region. I'm Jess Savage, Harvest Public Media.
The Northwoods has moved up to the abnormally dry category in the last week. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.